Triple M Aussie, nothing but homegrown rock as we celebrate Record Store Day. And it is so important to get out there and support your local record store. So joining me right now is one of the country's great singer-songwriters, whether it be Mondo Rock, Daddy Cool, writing for the likes of John Farnham. Mr. Ross Wilson joins me now, the ambassador for Record Store Day last year. And there's just something about going through your records, picking one, dropping the needle. It's an experience.
And it's also that there's a certain, I don't know, there's some sort of tactile feel to the vinyl, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up in the vinyl era, you know. First records I ever released were those little 7-inch things made of black plastic, you know. Remember those? I mean, the reason I say that is because I've met young people who don't know what they are. They go, what's that? A small LP.
Yeah.
You know, it's a funny thing. Like, I had a daughter, which she went overseas with a school excursion,
yeah,
and she bought an album while she was away. She said, look at this album I bought, Dad. And I said, that's great. She said, where can I play it? So I took her into the back room and put it on the turntable, and she came out about 20 minutes later and said, Dad, it's stuck. It won't go past track 6. It won't go. I said, what's this? And I took it up the thing, turned it over, and she was like, wow.
I mean, that's it. A whole generation have grown up in the digital age and are yet to kind of have this experience with vinyl, but it's definitely coming back and getting more popular, which is such a good thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm very fortunate. I've got quite a large collection of singles that I've collected ever since I was like 10 years old, and I've got a jukebox, so I stick it on that, and it's a lot of fun. It's like my own personal little hobby, you know, where jukebox has got a romance about it, and it looks fantastic, and it plays great, and I can stick whatever I want on it.
Do you remember your first record that you bought?
Oh, man. The very first one I bought was sort of like Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. But then the first sort of rock record I ever bought, I think it was Buddy Holly and the Crickets. That'll be the day. And Daddy Cool actually did that on our live album with Ross Hanifert singing it. So it was an influence on me.
I mean, you've had an incredible career, whether it be Daddy Cool, Mondo Rock, producing the Skyhooks. Do you have a favorite vinyl memory of hearing something that you've written? Is there like a moment that stands out where you've heard one of your songs back, or you've heard, you know, Living in the 70s back for a first time, a moment like that really stands out for you?
Well, anytime you hear a thing you've done on the radio for the first time is a big thrill, you know. You go, I've finally broken through. And I'd say that one of the big moments for us was like exactly 50 years ago when Melbourne had already taken Eagle Rock and put it at number one, but we couldn't get a break in Sydney. And then we got a gig. Our first gig was supporting the Kinks.
Wow.
At Randwick Racecourse. And I love the Kinks, you know.
Yeah.
And that was our first gig in Sydney. That was the 6th of June. So that's exactly 50 years ago.
Yeah.
And we were driving from the airport, and we heard Eagle Rock on the radio, and we went, wow, we've finally cut through.
Yeah.
So that was a big thrill, you know.
That's such an incredible story. Mate, I'm curious, did bands used to sell vinyl at gigs in those days?
No, it wasn't a thing that you sold them at gigs. It was like you'd go down the record store, and you didn't have to wait for Record Store Day. It was just there all the time, you know. I mean, the place I used to go to a lot in the city was where there's a cinema complex now. It was 200 Bourke Street.
That's in Melbourne.
And it was Coles 200 store, they used to call it. And they had this huge place where you could see all the latest singles and go through them. And then they had like a cutout bin, you know, like they do at JB Hi-Fi now. They put all the things they can't sell in the big square bin.
Yeah.
And your roots were there. And I would find all the things like that weren't selling, like James Brown and Otis Redding and, you know, B.B. King and stuff like that Australia hadn't quite caught up with that scene at that time. So I used to get those through.
That must have been such an incredible feeling, discovering that kind of music on your own back then.
Yeah, it was fantastic. I mean, like I said, mentioned B.B. King, Rock Me Baby was a classic. It was actually released in Australia. I went to that store and I picked up like half a dozen copies, you know, for like 25 cents each, and sort of gave them to all my friends, you know.
Yeah. In contrast, you're a co-writer on A Touch of Paradise for John Farnham.
Yeah, I co-wrote that with a guy called Gulliver Smith, who's passed away now. But
of course.
He wrote the lyrics and I wrote the music.
John Farnham, Whispering Jack. That was the first CD released in Australia.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That 1986.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd written that song about 10 years before that. It was the very first song I wrote for Mondo Rock.
Wow.
So people don't realise that now. But we actually played A Touch of Paradise at the very first ever Mondo Rock gig. So, and then hung around for a while. And Farnham heard us singing it. We used to play it live. And we eventually recorded it a couple of years before him, but we just sort of buried on an album. And then he took it, you know, all around the world. So like everybody around the world knows my song now, thanks to that wonderful person called John Farnham.
Ross Wilson, thanks so much for having a chat on Record Store Weekend. Looking forward to having you come in and do a co-host. I've got to ask before you leave, do you have a favourite record of all time?
Well, it sort of comes and goes.
Yeah.
But there's a particular label that comes from Louisiana back in the 60s and 70s. And it had these people like Slim Harpo. And anyway, it was called Accello Records. But my favourite one is this guy called Lightning Slim. Yeah, an album called Rooster Blues. And it's fantastic. It's great guitar. And I love putting that on.
One of the country's greatest singer-songwriters, Ross Wilson, thank you so much for joining us on Record Store, let's call it Weekend, here on Triple M Aussie.
Everyone out there listening, make a trip to your favourite record store during Record Store Day month.
From one of the great Australian albums now that you produced, mate, is Living in the 70s, Skyhooks on Triple M Aussie.